Week one of organized team activities is over as the Broncos will now break for Memorial Day. As nice as the days off might be, Denver's time on the field has been crucial.
You know, we're going to change up a lot of things, of course, a new offense, but it's still, you know, it helped a lot of guys to come in early because once we get into rolling in training camp, it's no slowdown. It's all fast, so it's helping big time.
OTAs are also proving valuable for offensive coordinator Mike McCoy as he gets a better feel for both the players and offensive coaches.
That's the great thing about the offseason program with the new staff is we're learning a lot about the staff also, not just the players. And very pleased with where the team is at this point in time. We've got a long ways to go still.
Thursday also marked a special day for the Broncos as the Suncor Boys and Girls Club officially opened the Pat Bowlen Field in honor of Mr. Bowlen's generous contribution through the years to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver. I'm Matt Boyer with your Broncos in 60 update from May 25th.